Well, finally this morning, you may have heard reports during the week that there is a new otter survey underway, which is being publicly funded by the National Parks and Wildlife Service. And they want all of you farmers out there and the rest of us to let them know if they see and if any of us see otters. Well, I'm joined now by Dr. Karina Dingerkoos, one of the people who's working on the survey. Good morning, Karina. How are you?
Good morning, Ella. How are you?
I gather you've already had a good response from the call out during the week. I saw it a lot in the local papers as well, for farmers and the rest of us to report if we've seen an otter. How many people have been in touch?
Well, we've had over 20 emails already since the call out went out earlier in the week. So there's been a great response from members of the public. And we really encourage anyone who has seen an otter to send in records through the National Biodiversity Centre website, and those will all feed into the national survey.
And I mean, they don't really want to be seen, do they? It's quite a hard task here because they're elusive, they're shy, they're active at night, but there is a clue in their Irish name, Madra Ishka, water dog. So I suppose for people who are keen to find them or to see them, rivers, lakes, streams, the sea, is that a good place to start?
Yeah, exactly. So exactly what you said, you know, they are quite shy. Usually it's people up early in the morning or maybe walking their dog later in the evening that see them. But you can be very lucky. I mean, I have seen otters, you know, during the middle of the day swimming in a lake or just crossing the road quite early in the morning. So you can be lucky and see them. But as you say, they do mark their territory. So they mark their territory with what we call a spraint. So it's basically their droppings. And they like to mark their territory, leave those spraints in prominent places, so under bridges, along boulders, along in vegetation, along canals. And those sprains are very distinctive. So if you break them up, you can find little bits of bone in them, maybe little bits of crayfish. And as well as that, there's a very distinctive odour. People link it to smelling like jasmine tea. So you can get up close and personal with your sprain and give it a smell. And that will tell you as well. And what we encourage people to do is if they find one, is to take a photograph. And to log it on the National Biodiversity Centre and attach your photograph to the record, and that way everything can be checked and analysed. The prints as well are quite distinctive, and again, on the National Biodiversity Data website under the National Otter Survey, there's photographs of what an otter print looks like.
They're big webbed feet, I just wanted to ask you, before you talk about that, I mean, we heard there in Hannah's report that the cuckoo in the background. I mean, otters, they do make a sound. We've got a little clip of the sound that they make. Now, you know, I'm not too sure if you'd hear that or not, Karina. Would you? Would that be a common sound they'd make or not?
It is a common sound, but it's not heard very often. But absolutely, you know, if people hear that as well, you know, do let us know, because any information we have on the distribution is going to be useful for us.
And you mentioned there about roadkill. You want records of that too, do you?
Yeah, definitely. Unfortunately, you know, otters do fall victim to, they might be crossing roads quite regularly, so they do fall victim to getting hit by cars and trucks and stuff. So again, records of that. And again, taking a photograph, but very carefully, obviously, if you're on the road, taking a photograph as well will help with identification.
The one thing is they, in the distance, which is if you're lucky, you'll see them, and it's going to be probably in the distance, they look, or they can look a little bit like mink, can't they?
Yeah, they can. Now, the thing to remember is they are twice the size of mink, but if they're swimming in water, it's hard to tell what the size is. So what you can look for there is if they're swimming, usually with the otter, you only see the top of its head, but with the mink, you'll see the whole body sort of floating around the top of the water. So that's another good thing to
bigger,
look out for.
And
just, then it's the size. Well.
Just finally, where should people send their records? Is there an email?
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's if they go on to the biodiversityireland.ie / surveys, /National Otter Survey. And the quickest way of finding it is just go to Biodiversity Ireland and look up their monitoring partnership section, and it's all there and all the information that required.
Thank you.
And they can submit their sightings through there.
Dr. Carina Dinger-Coos, thank you so much for joining us this morning.